As you know, Mike and I realize that for the last 20 years, everything that we do on this show, pure gold, Jerry.
That's right.
It's pure gold.
Every time.
That's right.
The one parting of the ways between us and our listeners
in 20 years of broadcasting.
It's always been E to E.
Yes.
Always been E to E.
For some reason unknown to either Don or I, this bit has been just savaged by our detractors.
And you think this is going to turn it around?
Well, we made a commitment in 2005 to bring it back.
Right.
Now, originally, for the holidays, it was once a week.
Uh-huh.
Now it's going to be perhaps once a month.
Right.
But it's going to be with us.
Right.
But in an effort to make it more palatable to those who protest.
Uh-huh.
And they're out front of the station today.
I saw a few out there
throwing animal blood on fake fur.
Somebody got wind of it.
They're very upset about E2E.
I think for every two people that hate it, there's someone who likes it.
It's a good ratio. I was talking about that.
Unfortunately, in our business, that doesn't work out.
No, it's something.
But in an effort to keep it alive,
keep it
on life support, we're adding Buzz now, and we're also adding Rob.
And you know the other reason you updated it?
Uh-huh.
No off switch.
You're goddamn right, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike.
Always on.
Thank you. A wonderful compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the guy, Robbie?
Jim Piazza.
What did he do?
He wrote this great book called The King, and it's about a guy named Elvis Presley.
Is he going to offer some insights?
The main thing is that this week marks the 50th anniversary of the recording of Heartbreak Hotel.
Ah,
since the
episode. Should have known that. Man, look at this helicopter wobble.
Sadly, I did remember it.
Since my baby loved me.
This is one crowded.
We have count them
flying machine.
Four Elvises on this plane, Jack.
Hello,
Jack. Hold on, let me land.
Land the chopper, man.
Give me a moment to land.
How great my life.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Carl's going fishing.
Here he comes.
Santa Claus.
This is Jim.
How are you?
Jim, welcome to E to E to E to E.
Welcome, Jim. You're dealing with four Elvises here, Jim, and I hope you can handle that, man.
You've written a book about Elvis.
Well, the real Elvis was about six of you.
If only I could have known. This is available on something called the Internet. Of course, back when I was alive, I had a telephone and a briefcase.
And two or three television sets so you can watch your favorite games.
There was no computer. Back then, if you would have said to me, go to Amazon.com, I would have said, is that in the state of Memphis?
What you talking that gibberish for, man?
I know Memphis is not a state. I was trying to do it. It's a hot time in Florida, Jack.
Let's beat our panel. We got Elvis Aaron Presley right here. Hey.
Word to your mother. How are you?
And how are you, Elvis?
Hey, Memphis checking in.
How about you, Elvis?
I don't read magazines. They're all junk.
And, of course, hi, Elvis.
Hey, man.
We're going to turn the portion of this interview over to Junior Elvis, our virginal Elvis.
The newest member of the Elvis Club.
How great, though.
Hey, now, is our friend Buzz Elvis.
Hello, Jim.
How are you?
How are you, man?
Okay.
What are you saying about me in your book?
I say a lot of good things and a lot of interesting things and a lot of, I think you would eventually be pleased. Hopefully.
God damn it, honey. What kind of information you got in there?
What do you want to know?
Do you mention any of my scatological habits? Do you mention my eating?
Well, how could you not?
Do you mention my love?
Cotton
white panties.
What about my monkey?
Yes, we do mention scatter, absolutely.
Good.
Jim, this is Elvis Aaron Presley. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What would be the oddest fact in your book, Jack?
Oh, boy, the oddest fact. Let me see.
Yeah, man, what's something new? Shed some light on it.
Amazon. What will fascinate us?
Well, now, do you all know that Elvis was naturally a blonde?
Did I? Boy, I mean to tell you, Jack, I had some bleaching problems.
That is really worthwhile.
I had some anal bleaching.
Is that very worthwhile?
That is extremely worthwhile.
Jack, I want to tell you, that burns.
One of our Elvises is good. Tell you what kind of hair dye he used, couldn't he?
I believe it was Breck.
That wasn't Breck, actually. I think it was L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
L'Oreal number 6 black, I think, something like that.
What do you got to say over there, little Elvis?
I have a question.
Hey.
New little Elvis?
Please, yeah, questions are good.
I'm a voracious reader.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to reading your book, but sometimes I also look forward to riding my horse and eating hot dog rolls. Do you have a comment on that? What say you?
Well, yeah, he did. Yeah, he used to carry around hot dog rolls in a big bag when he was on his ranch. The ranch didn't last that long. It was the Circle G for Graceland, of course.
Circle J.
It almost drove him into bankruptcy.
Circle J, man. That's what I used to do with my friends.
Oh,
exactly. Sunny and red.
Look at the girls through the two-way mirrors. You know, here we are monopolizing.
Joe Esposito.
We're monopolizing the conversation. This great state of Memphis.
Where's our Junior E? What about my deodorant pills, Jack?
Those didn't work. He thought they might, but they didn't work. That was only toward the end, though. I mean, for the most part, Elvis's life, I mean, he was a pretty sharp-looking guy. Toward the end, he kind of lost his will to go on, and everything kind of just...
Hey, hold on, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I see a lie. There's a lie in here.
What's that, Jack?
It says here that you say that manager Colonel Parker forced the marriage between Elvis and Priscilla. That is a lie, Jack. Please tell me that's not true.
Go to church.
Well, I think that by the time they got married, I think Elvis was already a little bit tired of the romance and wouldn't have married her otherwise. He wasn't marrying kind.
Elvis really could not get the old stifferoony. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he had too many suppositories.
He had no problem with that. In fact, Lisa Marie was born exactly 9 months the day after the wedding.
And you say, I'm not the marrying kind.
What's your favorite Elvis song?
I have to say, for me, I kind of like My Way.
And now, the end is near.
I didn't mean this was going to happen.
What about you, Junior E?
If only I had known what was happening to me. That wasn't my idea.
Buzz, would you rather we try the bit again where you call Oriental chicks? Would you rather try that one?
That'd be fine.
You want to pretend this guy is an Oriental chick? We could do that.
Hey, Jim, how long did it take you to write the book, man?
About a year.
How embarrassing was it when I was but a boy and I had horrible smelling feet? Do you discuss that?
Is there a chapter on my feet, man?
There is. He used to bring his laundry home to his mother, and she found it just in disgust because he used to throw all his dirty socks into the bag and just give them to her.
Why was I so fascinated with cotton panties?
It was a childhood thing. I think he had seen cousins playing around in the playground, and they were wrestling with each other, and I think that sort of stayed with him.
Why did I lose total control of all of my facilities? And I'm talking about my facilities that go from my belly button to my knees. Why did that happen at the end of my life?
Tell us, Jim.
And his mama cries.
You guys are making this so easy, I can't tell you.
There's one thing that she don't need. It's another fool diaper to change
in the ghetto. How many pages is your book, Jim?
It's a big book. It's about 160 pages, 600.
How big is the print? How big is the print, Jack?
It's a very big print.
You got it on tape, man? If you want to put it on tape.
No, but it's about 19 by 50. It's a huge book.
We'll narrate it for you.
Yeah.
What gave me the thought in my head that I could make clouds move?
He was on a spiritual search, and he thought that somehow if he could see him, you know, he was always trying to figure out why God made him Elvis.
I did not know that. Did Elvis actually used to spend time looking at clouds?
We absolutely
did.
His
great revelation was he saw Joseph Stalin's face transform into Christ in the clouds, and he realized that he had his answer.
Oh, my God. And he thought he was a healer, too, right, Jack?
Yeah.
That pleases me greatly.
Call me if his condition worsens.
What do you think, Junior Elvis?
Stop that plane. I'm a federal officer.
Tell us about Hamburger James.
Hamburger James, let me see.
Oh, don't tell me you wrote a book about me without Hamburger James, man.
You could not have written a book without writing about Hamburger James. What about the phrase, oh, my Peter?
I don't think y'all need me at all.
I said that when I was a young boy. I ran around. My mama had kids over at the house.
The mamas
would be there. And I would go into the women's dresses. And then I would say, oh, my Peter.
I enjoyed Butch and Iditrine.
No, I think what you're referring to is there was a point where one of his aunts was dancing around, and it got him very excited.
That's it, man.
That's right, man. Oh, my Peter.
What is the name of your book, Jim?
He thought he was in pain. He thought something was wrong.
Is your title, the title of the book, The King?
Yes.
I approve, man.
My wet thing hurts. Gladys, mama, my wet thing hurts.
Look at the babies we've killed.
Why was I so close to my mama?
Well, I think he was the only child. You know, his twin son, his twin brother Jesse, died. You know, still
Jesse
born.
Presley.
And Elvis was a sick kid.
JP,
he was very protective.
No hanky panky though, right, man?
Hey,
no.
Was I ever half a fag?
No.
Tell me something, in your opinion. Was I ever half a fag? Ever smoke a pole?
Doubt on that. I wouldn't say.
I think I did.
Completely nix that.
Wasn't I very close to Nick Adams? Adams?
Very close. Nick Adams had been a friend of James Dean's, possibly one of his lovers.
I thought I had an affair with Gomer Pyle.
No.
Jim Neighbors?
No. Gomer wasn't Elvis's type.
That would have been fun, man.
Hey, it sounds like our ride is here.
I hope they got macadamia nuts on the plane.
Well, thank our guest, Jim Pizza.
Piazza.
Thank you.
Man.
Yeah,
book's called
The
King.
I don't think Mike would be pleased by that pronunciation either.
You want to see... You want to say goodbye to our newest Elvis, Jim?
Who is it?
He's right over here. Say goodbye.
Right here, man.
Goodbye.
Take care, Jim.
Okay.
Thank you for being on the show. This is Elvis.
And Elvis.
And Elvis.
I'm just a writer. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Goodbye, Jack. Well, I'll tell you about this.
He didn't know what hit him, man.
What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think about this.
Mm-hmm.
First, he did know a lot of the stories that we've talked about for years about Elvis.
He kind of passed our Elvis witness stuff.
So it's nice to have that independent verification, like about the monkey and about Oh My Peter.
He knew exactly when that happened. That was the right story he was telling about
And Rob, I appreciate the fact that you came with your useless Elvis facts.
I'd like to do that.
I like the Nick Adams. Did his research.
Should I call him back and ask him how it went?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
He was a nice guy.
Ask him what he thought of Junior Elvis.
I will.
I'm not sure he'll remember Junior Elvis.
Buzz, I thought you did a fine job. I like the kind of random Elvis saying.
Very nice of you to say that.
It was a lot of fun.
Very magnanimous.
Hey, Buzz. Brown, yes. John and Mike Show. How are you?
During that first...
Just wanted to call and say thanks. How do you think it went?
I want to hear this first.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't?
He was not what?
Expecting that.
He was not expecting that.
Unexpected-like.
But we had a great time. You certainly passed our Elvis litmus test. What did you think of Junior Elvis? There was 15 of us, yeah. No, we really do appreciate it. We will link you on our website. We hope you sell a lot of books.
No, we don't.
God bless.
Let's not bring him into this.
Bye-bye.
The brotherhood.
He picked up the phone laughing. He had a good time. He did not expect it.
What a friendly heaven, Jesus.
He said he was unable to pick out Junior Elvis because there was so many of them.
That's the way I like it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that Buzz's impersonation of Elvis is so bad, even Mike laughs at him.
Oh, that's nice.
What'd you say?
Hey, why I ought to.
Where are the calls going? Author.
I mean, really, where are the bats on the back here? This is ridiculous.
People are laughing too hard to dial.
Where are the people running towards us with the big bouquets of roses? Hello?
God damn it, Jack. I wanted to ask that freak if he said wrote anything bad in there about Scylla or Red. I was going to rip his
tongue. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
thank you, sir.
We found somebody who's worse than you.
Yeah.
But everybody now wants to play. And that's what I call a trend.
That's a success. Yeah. You bet.
It's a fab.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
That's yes. You know.
Nobody else is calling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Peter.